Starting late January, Amazon Prime Video will introduce ads prompting subscribers to pay extra to avoid them. Joining us with the details, Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington, on Twitter, X at Tom Lason. Tom, how much is the ad-free tier on Amazon Prime Video, and when is it set to roll out officially?
Going to roll out on January 29th. You know, it sounds small, you know, $3 a month, but that takes you from $139 up to $175 a year. And now multiply that by 3 or 4 or 5, and you're starting to approach, you know, the cost of cable television, where the difference between linear TV and streaming is reduced to some degree because of commercials. You still have the anytime, anywhere flexibility that streaming provides you. But, you know, I really think that this is a signal that we have passed peak TV, that from here on out, it's all about consolidation and a return to something kind of gesturing at the cable model, where you pay on both ends, both to subscribe and suffer through ads if you don't want to pay the additional cost. And I think a lot of folks over time are going to start taking a harder look again at lower tier cable TV subscriptions, possibly when they are looking at their monthly budgets.
Yeah, Tom, we've been seeing a couple other streaming services kind of go this way. Amazon isn't the first, but there are also a lot of free options out there, whether your TV comes with some free options. What else are you seeing trending here in the industry as far as people following Amazon's lead?
Well, I think that the ad-supported model is, you know, here to stay. Where you're trading broadcast dollars for digital dimes. And I think at some point in the future, we're going to see the dam break. There will be a way to aggregate your own a la carte services. The industry has been fighting tooth and nail for 30 years against that. But the next step in this whole thing, I think, is true a la carte, where you're going to be able to pay on a per view basis. Things are going to be more aggregated. Peak TV will have passed. Not every show gets greenlit. And I think that the media companies are going to have to fight harder to collect and aggregate eyeballs as this thing moves forward.
And Tom, speaking of the bang for your buck, what can people expect in 2024? I know 2023 was kind of a rough year for streaming and television and film. Is there going to be a lot of product that's going to be coming up in 2024 that's going to make people want to pay this extra $3?
I think the cost of production is through the roof. It is expensive to produce Game of Thrones and to get a hit and to collect eyeballs. And I think investors are tired of the cost of acquisition of customers and subs at any price. And I think profitability is going to be the order of the day. I think consolidation is going to be order of the day. And I think because of those two factors, prices are going to go up. And I think consumers are going to have to start making some hard choices between just how many of these subscriptions they're willing to pay for every month.
All right, Tom. Thank you so much. Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington, on X. It's at Tom Lason. Up next.